today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Almighty. Dear brothers and sisters, dear Muslims all over the world, dear Shia Muslims, especially you, Salamun Alaikum. So welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. The title of this program is Today's Special, and today is a special day. Today is the martyrdom anniversary of Imam Javad, peace be upon him. Accept our condolences on this sad occasion. Today, Thursday, is the 30th of Zilqa'dah, 1443 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 9th of Tir, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 30th of June, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. The Divine Leadership of Imam Javad, peace be upon him, is the title of this part. The period of transferring the leadership to Imam Muhammad Taqi al-Jawad alayhi salam faced a dangerous problem which caused debates and arguments concerning the personality of the Imam Javad because of his youth. He was young when his father passed away. When Imam Muhammad al-Jawad, peace be upon him, was born, the questions were sent to Imam al-Riza in order for them to know who would be the Imam after al-Riza. Was not Muhammad al-Jawad a child? And how could be bear the responsibility of the leadership of its affairs if he was at this age? Indeed, Imam Riza always confirmed that the Imam after him would be his son al-Jawad and the one who was most qualified. Someone asked Imam Riza, "My master, if something happens, to whom will authority belong?" "To Abu Ja'far, al-Jawad, my son," he replied. The speaker indicated that the age of Abu Ja'far was too young, so Abu al-Hasan al-Riza, peace be upon him, replied, "Allah, may he be praised, send Jesus, son of Mary, to be an apostle, a prophet, the bringer of a revealed law, to begin his mission when his age was younger than that of Abu Ja'far, al-Jawad, peace be upon him." Dear brothers and sisters, today is the martyrdom anniversary of Imam Javad, peace be upon him. Condolences to all Shia Muslims all around the world. Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa bin as-Sin. In this episode, we are going to talk about the martyrdom of the ninth infallible Imam, Muhammad Taqi al-Jawad. As we know, Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam was the only son of the eighth infallible Imam, Ali ibn Musa al-Ridha alayhi salam. As indicated in history books, The Abbasid rulers felt very much in danger when they noticed that the fifth infallible Imam Muhammad al-Baqir alayhi salam and the sixth infallible Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq alayhi salam attracted thousands of students and disciples from here and there, all through the vast Islamic empire of the day. They knew well, the Abbasids knew well that the infallible imams were sources of knowledge, sources of great knowledge. And because of this, they wanted to exert pressure on the infallible imams so that people wouldn't have any kind of encouragement or inclination to join them. At the same time, we find that a great majority of those people who had the opportunity of attending the lessons and lectures of the sixth infallible Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq al-Islam, and later on they were associated with the seventh infallible Imam Muslim Ja'far salam Allah alayhi, got collected and got together around the personality of the eighth infallible Imam Ali ibn Musa al-Ridha al-Islam, either in Medina or in Khorasan. At the same time, I mean, among these great personalities, such shining names, great names like Ali ibn Mahziyar Ahwazi, Ahmad ibn Muhammad ibn Abi Nasr al-Bazanti, Zakariya ibn Adam, Muhammad ibn Ismail ibn Bazi', Hussein ibn Sa'id Ahwazi, Ahmad ibn Muhammad ibn Khalid al-Barqi. And these personalities, I mean, these great names who were available as the disciples of Imam al-Ridha al-Islam. Later on, a great majority of such people, such outstanding personalities, joined Imam al-Jawad al-Islam and continued receiving knowledge and expertise from Imam al-Jawad al-Islam. Such that we find that many of them related several hadiths and many instructions that they had received from the ninth infallible Imam, Muhammad al-Jawad al-Islam. Thank you.
Ya Jawad ibn al-Raza, Ya Jawad ibn al-Raza. Jawad ibn al-Raza, Ya Jawad ibn al-Raza.
Amulet or hairs of Imam Jawad. Imam lived for a year in Baghdad with Ummul Fazl. She was very disobedient to Imam. When she found out that Imam has another wife from the progeny of Ammar Yasser and that there were also children, she was jealous and angry, realizing that her father's plan had failed. She complained to her father, who has realized that his plan to keep the 12th imam in his progeny has failed. He was enraged, and in his rage, he drank heavily and went to 9th imam's house and attacked imam with a sword. Both Ummul Fazl and the servant saw the attack and believed imam was dead. Mamun, on waking next morning, realized the consequences of his attack and was thinking of arranging the disposal of Imam's body when he saw Imam well without a scratch on him. He was confused and asked Imam who showed him an amulet which is called Hizr Jawad. The holy Imam told him it was from his grandmother Bibi Fatima Zahra, Lady Fatima, and kept the wearer safe from all except the angel of death. Dear brothers and sisters, we offer our condolences on the martyrdom anniversary of Imam Jawad, peace be upon him.
As-salamu alaykum, ya ahla baytin nubuwa, ya ahla baytin.
Holy Imam's martyrdom. When Mamun died, Mu'tasim ascended the throne. He, Mu'tasim, like his Abbasid ancestors, was worried about the leadership of Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them, and their political and scholarly status. Therefore, he exiled Imam al-Jawad from Medina to Baghdad for fear of his popularity and extending his effect. He did this in order to draw the holy Imam near the center of power and scrutiny and isolate Imam from practicing his popular, political, and scholarly role. Indeed, Imam Jawad, peace be upon him, was exiled to Baghdad from Medina and stayed in Baghdad until in the year 220 AH, when he was martyred by poisoning by his wife, Umm al-Fazl, at the instigation of the ruling Abbasid Caliph Mu'tasim. His short life lasted 25 years and some months, and was full of historical, ideological, and scholarly struggle and achievements. The Holy Imam was martyred in Baghdad in the year 220 AH and was buried in the graveyard of Quraysh behind his grandfather, Imam Musa ibn Ja'far alayhi salam, the seventh Holy Imam of Shia, which was since then became famous as Qazamain.
Al-Imam al-Jawad represented a divine miracle. At a young age, at the age of 8, he assumed the leadership of the imamah. And through his knowledge, he mesmerized the world. A young boy in those famous Baghdad debates demonstrated that Allah chooses the imams of Ahlul Bayt. And that al-Muhammad, they carry the knowledge of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. Let us learn from the legacy of Al-Imam Al-Jawad alayhi salam to illuminate our hearts and minds with the knowledge of Ahlul Bayt. In all aspects, in theology, in Quranic studies, in Islamic law, Al-Imam Al-Jawad alayhi salam presented and demonstrated his amazing knowledge in Islamic law in that famous debate between him and Yahya ibn Aktham, the high judge of the Islamic world. Yahya ibn Aktham asked the young boy, Al-Imam al-Jawad, tell me about a pilgrim who's going on the pilgrimage to Mecca who hunted an animal. What's the penalty for that? He thought this young boy doesn't know anything in Islamic law. Al-Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam surprised Yahya ibn Aktham by mesmerizing him with a follow-up question. The Imam alayhi salam basically was telling him, your question is too general, be more specific. So the Imam offers this follow-up question. The Imam alayhi salam tells him, tell me, where did he hunt the animal? Was it in the haram area around Mecca, or was it outside of that? The animal that he killed, was it a small animal? Was it a big animal? Was it a bird? Or was it another type of animal? Did he know that hunting while in the state of ihram is haram, or he did not know? Was it his first time hunting, or second or third time, meaning it's a repeated offense? Was it during the day, or was it at night? The one who hunted, was he a young person, or was he an elderly person? Was he a free man, or was he a slave? And he kept bombarding him with question after question. Yahya ibn Aktham was dumbfounded. He's the top scholar of his time, but he was dumbfounded. He lowered his head out of shame. I don't know the answer to these questions. Al-Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam teaches us to master Islamic law. And here at Al-Hujjah Islamic Seminary, we are committed to explore the knowledge of Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them, especially in the legal studies, legal theory and Islamic law. Let us educate ourselves and be inspired by the knowledge of Al-Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam. And let's also educate our youngsters. When you're thinking about Islamic knowledge and seminary classes, don't only think about yourself and your generation, even your youngsters. Even if I have children, I need to have them start on this journey. Remember, your Imam, Al-Imam al-Jawad, was only 8 years old when he assumed the leadership of imamah. Believe in our youngsters. We can inspire them with divine knowledge. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us the ziyarah of Al-Imam Al-Jawad alayhi salam in Al-Kadhmiyya, Baghdad. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us the shafa'a of this great Imam of Ahlul Bayt.
Ya Abu Ja'far, Ya Muhammad ibn Ali,
Dear brothers and sisters, please accept our condolences on the anniversary of martyrdom of the Shiite ninth Imam, and may our prayers be with his true followers. Wassalamu
alaikum. وقدمناك بين يدي حاجاتنا يا وجيها عند الله اشفع لنا عند الله.